network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Kept you waiting there too long, my love. All that time without a word. Didn't know you'd think that I'd forget or I'd regret. Special love.
Welcome back. Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Exit 121, Benton, Arkansas, Justin Aker, Matt Stell, appreciate you tuning in. Matty T, back in the Fury Electric studio, where I will be for the first time in almost two full weeks tomorrow for a couple of days.
You're going to have to GPS it in your new car to figure out how to get there.
I know, I can't wait to go in there and try to start pushing buttons again. Sometimes I'll just like be like, I don't even know what that button does anymore, it's been too long. My brain is definitely going to mush, and I don't know what's wrong with me. But I've been forgetting people's names, and I'm forgetting like little basic things. I haven't gotten lost going home or anything, but I'm starting to get worried about
show rundowns.
Yeah, I did forget to do the show rundown today. Oops. I knew it was in the review, though, man. Hey, look, the look back on 2013 is the rundown today, Matty T, and you're
good
on top
point.
Of things. I appreciate that. We are taking a look back at 2013. We'll continue that through the week. A couple things on Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedbacks. And I will say, remarkably, in the last 3 minutes during that break, not one NFL coach got fired.
That's amazing.
But if you're keeping up so far today, we know of for sure Chudzinski from the Browns, Leslie Frazier from the Vikings, Shanahan in Washington, and then Greg Schiano with Tampa, and
Schwartz.
May the Schwartz be out of Detroit. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4 from the NFC and one from the AFC.
There is it's a good day to be a coach where your stock's kind of high. You get a lot of opportunities today for people.
Yes. Well, I can't wait to see. And of course, there's always a trickle down. So it's like some guy will leave to take these openings. That means he's a pretty good coach, and he's probably been a coach somewhere else as a head coach or maybe a high level assistant. I guess Ken Wisenhunt's name's been thrown around a lot as the top-level assistant out in Arizona, former head coach as well. So, but then there will be other jobs that will be opening up and moving around, so it'll be fun to watch all that happen. Jeff Long knows a little something about moving around, coaches leaving, coaches coming, that kind of thing.
Yeah, he do.
Joined us at Oaklawn. We talked about just about everything, including his approach to the business of college sports. This was in mid-January, and we'll be back at Oaklawn in the not-too-distant future. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about down the stretch they come.
There is a responsibility to be out in front as a leader and to be able to speak publicly, but I've always felt that there's a time and place for that, and I think you guys have gotten to know me that I'm not someone who just seeks out the spotlight and the limelight, at least from my perspective. I'm sure there are fans out there that think that I'm that I'm always out there and all that. I get that because I hear that from some fans, but I think that my role as a leader, you know, I have to do the things that I believe in the best interest of our program. There's a time and place to be out there and speak to the media and be public, and I think, I have to evaluate when that is, and I'm not a guy that tries to be out there all the time, but I do understand the responsibility I have to communicate. But there's also a time in a coaching hire where you know, you have to keep your mouth shut and go about your job and, you know, put on blinders and earplugs and not listen to all the things around you, because you've got that takes you away from doing the best thing for your institution and your programs.
January 20th, just a couple days after that, the Ravens played in the AFC Championship and beat New England in said game. San Francisco beat Atlanta 28-24, great finish, and Atlanta was that close to getting to the Super Bowl. Instead, they lose, and that set up, of course, the Harbowl, where Harbaugh faced Harbaugh in the championship, in the Super Bowl. And I remember that day afterwards, and Matt, you may remember this too, but our former co-host went on and on about how Ray Lewis had celebrated too much and how Ray Lewis made it too much about him. But it was all about Ray Lewis. It was Ray Lewis had the year that every guy wants to have. You go through, it was sort of like when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got to have that victory tour, that goodbye tour, that thank you for all the fun times tour, the celebration of my career tour. And then they win a championship at the end of it. That's what Ray Lewis got to do. It was a farewell tour. I'm leaving at the end of the year. And, oh, by the way, we're going to win a Super Bowl on the way out. Spoiler alert. January 21st, President Obama got inaugurated on MLK Jr. holiday. And Beyonce got some heat for lip-syncing the anthem. Have you ever lip-synced? And if you did an anthem in a big event, would you lip-sync it or sing it?
No, I've never done that. But, you know, a lot of the reason that those have to be, that is done logistically. Like, clearly Beyonce is amazing. If you saw her in the Super Bowl, you know it's not a talent issue.
I sure did.
But there's a lot of things at play on that. And I mean, it sounds ridiculous. Why would you have a singer that's going to go up there and lip sync? But I mean, it's not her doing that.
It is
she doesn't want to sing.
No coincidence that Milli Vanilli will be singing the national anthem at the
both of them.
Well, just one, because only one's alive. I guess it'd just be Milli. This one.
Oh, Milli.
If you were going to name your band and one of your guys went down, would you go Vanilli or Milli?
What?
Good point. Don't lose my number. January 22nd, we were out at D1 getting ready for the, I guess it was their first awards where they had the Arkansas All Preps Award. It was our friends with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And they announced that day that Peyton Manning would be coming as the featured speaker. This year, of course, it'll be Drew Brees. And Cliff Lee was there as well. We talked to Cliff about his year in Philadelphia. And, of course, he's had a couple solid years in a row. Has not gotten a lot of help on the offensive side, but that's hardly his fault. So, pitching very well. Had one of his best years last year, 2 years ago, rather, in strikeouts. And had a good solid year this year as well. A.J. Burnett had a very good year with Pittsburgh. So, some guys from Arkansas doing good things. Torrey Hunter continuing his career in Detroit. And they got a big event coming up next month at the Governor's Mansion.
Yeah,
that Tories—they're benefiting. I guess it's the baseball program down in Pine Bluff at UAPB.
Hey, Torrey Hunter, you always hear his name coming up about doing stuff for and about Arkansas. He's a great ambassador.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff specific to Pine Bluff, which
exactly,
is great.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
Let's see. Oh boy, I think this guy called in earlier, so I'm not even going to play that clip. I guess we didn't have it pulled up anyway. But I got it when we were out at the Arkansas Big Buck Classic. Earlier this year, I got into it with a guy. We try to let this is like I learned this trick when I was about 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
If you were in the back of the class and you were the guy that couldn't shut his mouth, typically,
yeah,
that was me.
Right.
The teacher would go, "All right, we're all going to listen to Justin now. Go ahead." And then what do you do?
Yep.
Exactly. So that's the new trick is when people they continue. This guy wouldn't stop calling in, but he's cleaned his act up, so it's all good. We'll move on.
What else we got?
January 1st, or December, or February 1st, rather. We're moving to February now. We were at the Make-A-Wish Radiothon. It was a great show. We had a lot of fun, raised a bunch of money with our friends at, I guess The Point was there, The Heartbeat was there, our sister stations, as well as KATV. And it also turned out to be the last day on the air for our former co-host, Pat Bradley.
Moved on to bigger and better things.
He went on to other things that were smaller and worse.
The buzzer beater, right?
He went to, I think he went to work for the city for a while. He took over for Roger after Roger had come back to the buzz. But the good news is, if you missed it at Christmas Karaoke, Pat is returning in just a few weeks. So he'll be back in the zone.
February 5th.
And I want to say on behalf of me and Christina and Pigskin and Chris Kane and who else am I missing?
Phil Elson.
Phil Elson. No group of five people have ever been fired in a more dramatic and flamboyant fashion as we were at Christmas Karaoke. So we appreciate that, and we're glad Pat's coming back, and glad we could all be a part of kind of the butt of his and y'all's joke. We appreciate that.
Well, I am forever indebted to all the people you just mentioned and others who have helped make and Bill Vickery, Nate Olson, our buddy from Sync, has been in quite a bit. We appreciate everybody who's helped kind of keep it rolling this year. It's been a lot of fun. Matty T, I give huge kudos to. He's done a great job this year keeping us on the air and keeping us out of the ditches.
Well, that's not necessary, but thank you.
Pat Bass is going to be fantastic. Of course, I'm being tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, well, you will have a role going forward, I am quite sure. So
that's good. Like I'll have a role in the way that, you know, when you have a big free agent signing on a crappy team, and like I was a role player to begin with, so I'll be able to pass the ball to Pat and you quite a bit, mm-hmm. and get in there and rebound.
That'll be good.
Foul.
Right.
Yeah.
You're my goon.
I'm your goon. I'm the Charles Oakley of this piece now.
If I'm Coach Chaney, and you're my goon. So yeah. go get him. And maybe
I am that was one of those great rants we were talking about today.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
So the Make-A-Wish Radiothon was fun. We also had Steve Atwater on to talk about the Super Bowl, which was coming up between, of course, the Ravens and the Niners, the Harbaugh.
The Harbaughs.
Chris Peterson, the UALR athletic director, also called in with a little wager on the game because he is friends with Jim Levitt, who's the linebackers coach for the Niners. And we had a little wager. I took the Ravens and, of course, ultimately won myself a little steak dinner that he finally paid up on. And but we talked to Steve Atwater about the game. And I think let's just play whatever clip you like best, man. What do we talk to Steve about?
Here he is talking about a transition from quarterback to safety.
I don't tell a lot of people this story, but when I was playing high school ball as a senior, you know, I threw a lot of interceptions too. And the reason I think why I got, you know, why people wanted me to play safety was because, you know, when I throw interceptions, I'd be the maddest guy on the field, and I'd run down there and knock the crap out of the guy. And so they say, man, this guy can play safety. He can't throw the ball, but he can hit.
So the question becomes, when is Eli Manning and Tony Romo going to line up at safety for their respective teams?
Ouch. Man, the Romo haters out there just in full force. He didn't even play.
I know.
He didn't even play. We're getting shots in on Romo.
You get faulted when you don't play, and you get faulted when you do play.
I guess that's true.
Of course, a couple days later, on Super Bowl Sunday, Baltimore went on and won the Super Bowl. There was a power outage, of course, some controversy. Yes. The Ravens say it was a conspiracy against them.
Clearly.
They won.
Clearly it was a conspiracy against them.
And then
them.
On February 5th, Arkansas beat number 2 Florida 80-69. That was the highlight of the whole season last year.
Beat them in the house.
It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
February 6th, National Signing Day. Bama number 1. Ole Miss had a great day. They got the number 1 recruit, Kimdichie. Arkansas killed it on the offensive line. Alex Collins, remember his mom had taken his letter of intent?
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy stuff.
Uh-huh.
A great coaching rant from Bill Self coming up after the break as well in early February as we look back on 2013, the year that was indeed a good one, I thought, for me. It was a weird year. Certainly wasn't thrilled that Matt and I were shunned by our fellow coworker, but other than that,
forgive and forget.
Awesome, one of those.
It's kind of like when Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre got at odds. But then the Chronic 2001
right.
record came back, and they're
yep.
like, what's up? Yeah, let's sell records. You know,
Chronic
like
2014.
That.
As they sing out in Chronic. Colorado now, weed will bring us together. I think that was an old Captain Tennille song.
I think so. I think you may have taken some liberty with the lyric, but,
admittedly, it is due for a redux.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Sort of a
weed.
A remastering.
Weed will keep us together.
It's going to be a techno thing
just,
now.
Oh, you just went like Blurred Lines on me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to be the dance mix. You want to sell records, we got to get the booties on the dance floor. No, trust me.
You're the expert.
Trust me.
Will there be any tambo in this particular song?
There will actually be two tambos.
If you're working with an accordion
yeah,
on stage.
Yeah, man. Not on stage, but in the studio. Yeah,
I always
love a squeeze box, man.
Yeah. Weird Al does a lot of accordion work.
Yeah, he does kind of some polka stuff, but, you know, we play, we got a little Zyta-Cajun flair in what we do. So.
Zyta-Cajun?
A little bit.
I like that.
We do it less now than we did, but we do.
Well, I like a little more Zyta-Cajun.
Mm-hmm.
Is that different from Zydeco?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of the folk and Zydeco of the region.
It's just like it, but it's got more crawfish.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm in. You've got cool stuff now, thanks to the holidays. But the key is not only having the stuff, but keeping the stuff. Cop Security, right down the road in Alexander from where we are today at Landers, is the place. In fact, I was talking to my general manager today, the big man, Mr. Johnson. 501-315-9313, I said. Call them and get hooked up. Because he was talking about how cool it was. He's got a system where he can turn it off and on with his app.
Yeah.
They go the next level.
Next level?
At Cop Security, yes. It's all cell-based security, so it works from an iPhone app or a phone app of any sort, Droid, I guess, as well. If your alarm goes off, you get a text that says, hey, dude, your alarm went off. I don't think it says that exactly, but you get the gist.
Something to that effect.
You can use it to not only turn your alarm off and on, you can use it to unlock and lock your doors. Now, that is next level.
You don't have to leave a key outside for somebody?
Uh-uh. Your house also knows when you're getting close, will automatically adjust back to your at-home temp when you're close. So like, when I leave the house during the wintertime, I like to turn it down to just above where the pipes will freeze.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get close, it just pops back on and gets it warmed up.
I turn my heat off every time I leave the house.
Yeah.
Because I sometimes leave for weeks at a time.
Yeah, I'm a cheapskate.
Yeah.
You can also keep an eye on things in your house via the phone app, so you can actually watch people in your house when you're out of town. So you think the kids might be throwing a party, messing up mom's egg on the mantle? Uh-uh. Not happening.
Baby running a brothel with
some
Ray-Bans.
Can't have it, son.
Sliding in her sock feet and her tidy whities.
I'm going to leave
singing Bob Seger.
The Porsche keys in a bowl right there where I can see with the camera.
Now, son, you leave those Porsche keys alone. Of course, in our case, it'd be an SRT 392 Challenger.
Good point. 501-315-9313. It's Cop Security. James is the man. And if you want to keep your stuff, yourself, and your family safe, There's only one place.
Do they do commercial as well as residential?
You know that they do.
Wow.
Amazing. Back in a sec. We'll find.